With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Professional services group Morant has signed a landmark funding deal. In a statement this week, Morant announced a minority equity investment from MLL, a specialist provider of partnership capital. The group employs around 1,000 people across 9 international finance centers, advising on the laws of the Cayman Islands, the British Virgin Islands, Guernsey, Jersey, and Luxembourg. Morant CEO Jonathan Rigby said the investment does not change what the group is building. It changes the pace at which it can build it. The funds will support AI-enabled systems, career pathways, and carefully selected mergers and lateral hires. Control of the group remains with Morant's existing owners. In other news, a local hotel says its beachfront restoration is expected to be completed next month. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Grand Cayman Marriott Resort announces a multi-million-dollar investment that will restore its shoreline and introduce a refreshed identity as Grand Cayman Marriott Beach Resort. The resort says the initiatives, quote, reaffirm the property's commitment to delivering elevated beachfront experiences while supporting the long-term sustainability of the destination. The Marriott says the government-approved restoration project will replenish the resort's beachfront with, quote, carefully sourced sand and introduce low-profile rock structures designed to stabilize the shoreline over time. The beach restoration is expected to finish in early September. The Marriott says the restoration is expected to generate about 150 new jobs and, quote, recapture business previously lost to erosion. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Finally, dramatic video is making its way across local social media, including the Radio Cayman Facebook page, of a water sprout coming to shore on Monday and sending beach chairs and pool umbrellas flying.
Water sprouts in the Cayman Islands could be considered a relatively common occurrence, while the movement of these water sprouts onto land would fall more on the rare side.
National Weather Service forecaster Kerry Powery tells Radio Cayman water spouts are caused when warm sea surfaces, light winds, high air temperatures, and a developing thunderstorm cloud come together and start a, quote, cyclonic turning of the winds.
In the event that these water spouts comes to shore, because of this still cyclonic turning of the winds and debris, potential debris flying, residents are asked to stay indoors until they die out.
Mr. Powery says water spouts, quote, tend to be a short-lived phenomena. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.